We have a major update on Devin Booker and his future with the Phoenix Suns. As multiple reports have already indicated, Devin Booker potentially is interested in joining the New York Knicks. However, according to NBA insiders who cover the Phoenix Suns, they are heavily refuting that report and stating that Devin Booker wants to end his career in Phoenix. We're going to break down these latest reports and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now and make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. We have a major update on Devin Booker's future in Phoenix. As we already know, the Phoenix Suns have been eliminated, swept out of the postseason by the Minnesota Timberwolves. I will still remember that Anthony Edwards shot over KD and then the response up the court afterwards. That is legendary. It's going to live in playoff history. And if you're the Phoenix Suns, you really don't want to be on that side of history. You were swept. Devin Booker clearly remembers that. And if you look at the Suns and the players they have right now, who's the most valuable trade asset that's going to get you the most? It's probably going to be Devin Booker. Why? He's young, still has a lot of upside, and he's one of the best scorers in the entire league. That's one reason. Another reason is KD. He's getting up there in age. He was just traded. His value, not that high. Bradley Beal, no trade clause. He's not going anywhere. He's going to stay with the Phoenix Suns until he doesn't want to be there anymore. So if you look at everything else, it all points to Devin Booker if the Phoenix Suns want to get more assets, get more picks, and get more players in the process. That's how they're going to do it if they trade Booker. But according to recent reports, that's not even what's on the Phoenix Suns' mind right now. What they want to do is build around Devin Booker, KD, and Bradley Beal. And honestly, I can understand that because they have no other course of action. They have no picks. They have no other moves. And the only way they could potentially get better is if they trade Booker. Maybe they're saying this stuff now, but I don't imagine they're going to continue saying this stuff if they continue to lose. But let's take a look at the recent reports here and see exactly what the NBA insiders are stating about Devin Booker potentially leaving Phoenix. Shout out to Gerald Burgett for giving us the following information about Booker and his future with the Phoenix Suns. According to him, there may come a day where Booker is convinced he can no longer win with the Suns and decides to pursue titles elsewhere. But that day is not here yet, according to the source within Booker's camp. As a student of the game and its history, Booker understands the value of sticking with one franchise for his entire career, following in the footsteps of guys like his idol, Kobe Bryant. Now, we could end it there, but I did say multiple NBA insiders, right? So let's go to the other report we have here from GoPhoenix.com. Yes, that's right. That's the source for this report. Shout out to New York Basketball on the app X for giving us the following information from GoPhoenix.com. According to them, Knicks' interest in Devin Booker is one-sided. Booker understands the value of sticking with one franchise. So even after a disappointing first-round sweep, the source says Booker is steadfast in his desire to get over the hump in Phoenix. This is his city, according to the source. So certainly, given both of those reports, we have to understand at this point that potentially Devin Booker does not want to be part of the Knicks. Or that's at least what these reports want to have us believe. But let's look at what the owner of the Phoenix Suns had to say about the situation, because of course, he had to speak on it as well. While it remains to be seen where Booker will be at the beginning of next season, those in the Suns camp feel confident that he will return next season. Suns owner Matt Ishbia said the following in his postseason press conference. I feel like the narrative around the house is burning, it's incorrect. The Phoenix Suns are doing great. Excellent. I don't know about excellent. Excellent would be defeating whoever you face in the first round and moving on to the semifinals of the Western Conference. Since you didn't do that, I wouldn't say things are excellent. Maybe things aren't burning down at the moment, but things certainly are not excellent. Aren't you guys looking for a new head coach? Would you define that situation as excellent? Would you define KD's comments after the season ended as excellent? I wouldn't. All of this sounds like a PR situation that you're trying to put under the rug and try to hide the situation away from everybody else. But we all can see it. If somebody's going to be frustrated, they're going to let it be known. They're going to speak out about it. I'm not saying Booker is frustrated right now. Maybe he gets frustrated this offseason. Maybe he gets frustrated during the next season. All I can say is the fact that Devin Booker potentially could be available is something that Leon Rose and this Knicks front office is absolutely taking a look at. Because since Leon Rose took over, one of the main things going around is that he wanted to add Karl-Anthony Towns and Devin Booker to this roster for a number of reasons. But Devin Booker, given the player that he is, we all can understand why we want him on this Knicks roster. He can score on every single level, but even more than that, he wants to be impactful when he's out there on the floor in any way. Passing, rebounding, stealing the ball. He doesn't get a lot of credit for it, but he's a pretty good defender. And a lot of people say he's injury prone. I understand that. He has dealt with his fair share of injuries. But when he's on the floor and on the court for the Phoenix Suns, he always performs. He's always doing everything you expect him to do. And he's giving you points. He's scoring. The Knicks, with our defense right now, I love OG Anunoby on this roster. I think he hides a lot of things for the Knicks. That's why I'm perfectly okay with having Devin Booker and Jalen Brunson be my backcourt. Because if that happens with an OG Anunoby wing, we are lighting up the league and nobody can do a thing about it. Because if you think you're going to take it to them defensively, let's not forget that Jalen Brunson, at his size, is still a league leader in taking charges. He puts his body on the line. Devin Booker, again, underrated defender. He can play defense. And under Tom Thibodeau, he would play even better defense. I think we have to mention that. But either way, it does sound like the Phoenix Suns and their organization is trying to put to bed all of the negative stories and reports that Devin Booker could want out and could be leaving Phoenix. And the only reason you would be doing that is if there's some truth to the rumors. That's why I believe that Devin Booker at some point in time will ask out and he will want to join the New York Knicks. And as of right now, the Knicks look like an attractive destination. We are in the second round of the postseason. We are going to go to the Eastern Conference Finals. I absolutely believe that. And once we get there, everything is on the table. Who knows what happens? And I can tell you this. If the Knicks end up going to the NBA Finals, talk about the list of stars that's going to want to come to the Knicks and play with our superstar, Jalen Brunson. That list may not end. And to start it, it may start with Devin Booker. It may also start with Mikal Bridges. It may also start with Donovan Mitchell. I have been consistent with the stars I want on this team. And I can explain it to you every day of the week. Donovan Mitchell, Devin Booker, and Mikal Bridges. Those are the players I want on this roster. Because if they're added here, they're not only game-changing moves, franchise-altering moves, but they make this Knicks roster an NBA Finals team each and every year for years to come. That's what you're looking for. Consistency with success. You don't want to add somebody and fail. You want to add somebody and still succeed. Succeed at an even higher level. That's the point of making trades and making moves. Leon Rose knows that. That's why he made the moves that he did this season. And that's why he's going to continue to make moves during this offseason. I have no other issues, no other problems, no other uncertainties with Leon Rose and this front office. I trust them. I am shocked that I am saying this right now. But I trust Leon Rose, I trust this front office, and I'm not complaining anymore. I am on the train of patience, and I'm going to continue riding it until Leon Rose gives me a reason to celebrate and be happy. But in my opinion, all of these reports are trying to diffuse a fire, because we all see it. When you get swept in the postseason, and you get swept by a team you shouldn't get swept by. Because Minnesota, they're a great team. They're an amazing team this year. They're doing their thing. I'm not trying to knock them at all. But given the talent on the Phoenix Suns, you would think that Phoenix would have the edge, have the advantage. But that wasn't the case. It doesn't matter anymore. And I think maybe the age of super teams might be dead. Not saying that you can't trade for talent or you don't need talent. But I think it's more about chemistry and developing that over the course of a few seasons, not just one season. And the Knicks have that in spades. That's what they've been doing each and every year. Adding a little, removing a little, but keeping their core intact. And you have to appreciate and love that. And the Knicks are going to continue to add to this core. Leon Rose is not going to let us down. This Knicks team is not going to let us down. I believe in Leon. I believe in our front office. And I believe in this Knicks team. I think we can do anything. And I think with Leon Rose leading the charge, we can get any player that's available. And that's what makes this offseason so important, so impactful, and so exciting. But of course, the goal is not escaping me. Right now, we are in the postseason. And the only thing we know is to win, overcome adversity, and keep pushing through it. And that's exactly what we're going to do. But what about you guys? What do you think about these latest reports indicating that Devin Booker wants to end his career with the Phoenix Suns, just like his idol, Kobe Bryant, did with the Lakers? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knicks fans. Peace.